Ash Hollywood, and this is Ashaholics. Again, really happy to have back is Aiden Starr, my favorite little femdom ever. And today's subject, we're actually going to be talking about the mainstreaming of BDSM. Aiden, you've been in this game a while.
Yes, I have.
What can you tell me?
Well, Ash.
Yes, baby. Yes, baby. Just the tip. Just the tip.
It's hard for me to be serious around you.
Don't be
serious. You don't have to be. There are no rules.
Oh, good. All right.
Are no fucking rules at all.
When it comes to the mainstreaming of BDSM, I would say, and I'm sure that I'm not the only one with this opinion, that it has retained all of the style and none of the substance.
Now, what exactly do you mean by that? Are we talking aesthetics here? Traditional rules? Like, what exactly is missing since the time
all
that
show
it's evolved
and no
that
go?
You've been in it?
All show and no go. That's pretty good.
Kind of like the gay for pay thing.
One of the Beatles quotes.
Kind of like the gay for pay thing.
Yeah, one of my favorite Beatles quotes. All the gear and no idea.
Ooh. Yes. All the gear and no idea.
Sounds like a lot of photographers I know. Not going to say anything.
I know, me too. It's pretty bad.
Dick. No, I'm just kidding. Now, how has it evolved from when you started until now? I mean, how many years has it been? Ballpark.
I started working in a dungeon at the end of the night in the end of the 90s.
Okay.
And that was the time when a lot of people wore rubber and there were a lot of BDSM sex clubs and Marilyn Manson wore stockings and corsets. And
it was the time of Anna Marilyn Sui. Manson and all the, you know, the transsexual stuff was coming out. Manson did all that. Did all the crazy photography and looks and
Richard Kern.
Everything
shot
was,
lunchbox, yeah.
Yes.
And underground.
Was getting as crazy as it could. And mm-hmm. So it was happening for in porn, I know you just wanted to be obscene as possible back in the late 90s. You were trying to go for that shock factor, that wow factor. Did the same thing carry on to the BDSM world?
No, I think at that point it was still very traditional dom sub. I mean, at that point especially, people were still separating BDSM from sex in videos because of the distribution laws.
That's what you were telling me before, is it wasn't really filmed as much as it is now. I mean, now we have kink.com with several different websites dedicated to the entire thing, and so that's come up.
And, I mean, that's kind of off the subject, but now there's a fusion of sex and BDSM the way that there wasn't in porn.
There used to be no sex at all in BDSM.
There used to be no sex at all, and that was because of the local distribution laws, mostly in the South.
Okay, so it was all pain, pleasure, reward, but no sex.
That's right.
Okay, cool. I had no idea, actually. I prefer to do my sessions without sex, quite honestly, whether it's, you know, top or bottom. Not really into having something in me.
I think of it as two different things. BDSM and sex are like two different things.
To me, they are two separate things. But
it might be, I always say, like, it might be sports.
Okay, hold.
Tell me more.
You like your BDSM with no sex?
If it's with a guy, with the girls, I actually like an orgasm reward, you know, everything like that, because it keeps me from wanting to kill them, because I'm really bad having a femdom. I don't think I've had very many good ones.
So you don't like to have your pussy licked?
I do. No, trust me.
In a BDSM setting.
I'm talking from a bottom standpoint, because I've only talked once
or
twice.
Okay, so when you're bottoming, it's non-sexual for you. So you're just into the adrenaline, endorphin power exchange.
I'm a total adrenaline junkie. But when I have topped, I've topped guys. I haven't topped a girl really yet.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no sex involved, but I like it that way. I like that power trip. I like the control. I like somebody.
Well, there was no sex involved, but did you fuck him in the ass with a strap on or no?
I didn't get that far. That is my next goal. And I'm
okay, so
I was
excited like foreplay.
To do the pegging. If you guys didn't know what that is, it's pegging. You're next, Dick.
Apparently, you're first always on everybody's fucking list, as far as I can tell. Not mine. No offense, dude.
No offense.
I like my boys a little bit more girly.
The big thing with BDSM here in 2012, which is becoming my fucking annoyance, so I'm going to bitch about it, is 50 Shades of Shut the Fuck Up, a.k.a. Grey. I'm really fucking tired of hearing about this Christian Grey character who is completely fictional, but everybody wants him to be real. He's a front man, power man, CEO, and also a sadistic Dom, who ends up bringing this newbie girl into the BDSM industry, well, their own personal BDSM, and introduces her to it. And I have a lot of problems with this book. Have you heard about it, read it, anything like
that? I have heard about the book, but would you please, for the sake of that I haven't read it and everyone else, give us your synopsis?
The synopsis is there's three books to this series, okay. And this girl is very traditional, mousy. I mean, you wouldn't really pick her out of a crowd. And
like the Twilight girl?
Exactly.
Do we think that we get to see the shit beaten out of Kirsten Stewart in these movies when they come out? Because I would like that. What? Come on. You don't want to watch her get her hair pulled? That's like all I want.
I want to see her get the shit beat out of her. Exactly. I want to see what her like upset and hurt face looks like, because she always looks like she smelled something really fucking bad. And yeah. I don't think she's that
I don't cute. Really need to see her face.
Exactly.
I just want to see her get trounced.
Oh, there you go. Well, you know? Okay, so this girl, we'll imagine it like that. This very much does mirror Twilight, the dangerous, okay. handsome, debonair guy character that just sweeps you off your feet and, you know, brings this girl into this whole exotic, crazy world.
Well, do you think that this is literature's this popular reaction to the feminist movement, and that women are kind of tired of having to fucking work and not having the door held open for them and having to fucking pay for half of everything and still making less than everyone else?
My problem with the 50 Shades of Grey is actually, I feel it gives this, you know, dangerous character that men are allowed to play now, and women are falling into it. They're like, oh, you're abusive, but you're my Christian Grey. You know, it's okay because it's just in the bedroom. And to me, everything's portrayed incorrectly in this book.
And I'm jumping here because my problem with it is that it just makes the people reading it assuming that every woman is submissive, which is
so not true. And the other thing is most
dominatrixes I know, most of their clients are big shot CEOs, and most of these guys who are big power, they're bottoms.
So the problem with this versus something like the story of O or Wanda von Sacher-Masoch or von Sacher-Masoch in general is that it's technically incorrect. Is what your problem, which is what I understand everyone's problem is about it.
Through and through, I do like that they're bringing a light onto BDSM and they're actually putting it more into the general public, but it educates them all in the wrong sense. I mean, this book actually portrays Christian Grey as the only reason he's the sadistic sub that he is because he was, you know, severely abused as a child. And I don't think that's correct at all. I mean, we all have our skeletons in our closet, but not everybody's becoming a sadistic sub, or I'm sorry, a sadistic top, or, you know, becoming a submissive bottom just because of their past like that. It says that every single person in the BDSM industry is fucked up, pretty much, which we kind of already know.
A lot of girls in porn do have daddy issues, unfortunately.
Thank God they do. That's all I have to say. Thank God they do.
I would like to thank every father out there right now for missing all of those soccer games and dance recitals because, exactly. I mean, fuck, there are some sexy girls in this industry.
I appreciate it every day. Who is your daddy?
Stereotypes are in place because there is generally a grain of truth in them. Now, what's true about the stereotype of the successful CEO is that generally they are bottoms in the sack. This character is not a bottom in the sack. It is intended for fantasy purposes only. From what I understand, it's written poorly.
Yep. It is written very poorly.
And that's my beef with that everyone's reading it. That's really my only beef. I don't care if people don't know how fucking BDSM works, because most people are idiots, and if they hack off each other's parts and they can't reproduce, I really don't give a shit. Darwinism at its best. I wish that people would read the Pauline Riage, The Story of O. It's beautiful.
Venus in Furs is beautiful.
I just remember the movie, The Story of O.
Because I need to start reading it, because I feel like I lost a few IQ points from 50 Shades of what the fuck.
Sure. The Story of O, it is about a submissive woman.
Okay.
And it's very graphic.
Did you see the movie?
Yes, I've seen a ton of all of the movie versions are all different, and I kind of like all of them separately. But the book, if you don't like the idea of male tops and female bottoms and like really serious humiliation towards women, mm-hmm. you will not like this book.
Oh,
but
that's not actually my problem with it.
Got it.
My problem is with the submissive girl and this Christian Grey character is. All of my friends who, you're a fucking loud chewer over there, Bad Bentley. We can fucking hear you. Grazing like a cow. My problem is actually, I have all these submissive girls. I mean, a lot of submissive people follow me because I'm a dominant personality. And I have all of my friends coming out of the the closet. I call it the BDSM closet, going, I want somebody to beat me up. I mean, not beat them up. But they're talking about, I have a Christian Grey fantasy. I'm like, well,
okay,
good for you. But they're also looking for it in the completely wrong places. And I'm worried that my friends are going to not experience something they want to experience in a safe environment, and it's actually going to turn into an abusive relationship. But these are my observations in my personal life. I'm not saying it's everybody.
No, that's fair. That's totally fair. And whenever you're experimenting with BDSM, safety really cannot be held in the highest possible regard enough. Mm-hmm. It is definitely possible to sexually damage someone by engaging in BDSM in a manner that's more advanced than your training. So what I'll say then is that there's this fantastic book that's really rare that I'm not even sure if you can get a hold of, but it's worth a look for it. It's called The Correct Sadist.
The Correct Sadist?
And Angel Stern wrote it, Sterling LeVay. She was a dominatrix in New York City, and that is about being a good top.
Okay, awesome.
So if you want to help, and it's for men or women.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. I think that she, if memory serves, she's like me, like she looks femme, but she identifies as like a non-sex specific persona, like just as a top or.
Is it an instructional book?
No, it's a book on theory
of
BDSM. It literally is about being a correct sadist.
Wow. Okay, so we have the story of, oh, the correct sadist. Is there anything else you can recommend for us? Because I think I'm actually
just
put
for
this up
fun,
on the blog.
Just for fun, Venus and Furs.
Venus and
by
Furs.
By Von Sacher Masoch. Just for fun.
This sounds okay. Fun already.
Because, you know, we already had the bitch and the bull conversation, so we can talk more about all that later.
Yes.
And it'll reverse your, that whatever poison you need to spew from the male top, because Venus and Furs is a cuckold story where the girl's the top, and it's really disgusting. You'll like it.
Ooh, yes.
It's really, really fucking inappropriate. You'll be like,
I love
God.
That. Love
it'll
that,
it'll
love
make
that.
You all sorts of sick when you read it. It's pretty good. It's fun.
And that's also something I wasn't too into with 50 Shades of Grey, because this guy has a regular reputation of having slaves. And, you know, they have to sign contracts, they have to sign, you know, waivers, things like that. They live with them, he takes care of them.
Uh-huh.
And then he finds, you know, this girl, the main character of the book, which everything is through her voice, and she is a fucking emotional little bitch. He ends up falling in love with her, and she's having trouble, and she falls in love with him too. But she starts having trouble accepting that he gets pleasure from hurting her. And so it goes into this whole fucking intertwine of fucking emotions and crap and hormones, whatever.
Well, I mean, that's an interesting subject to explore. SM 101 by Jay Weissman.
Mm-hmm.
The topping and bottoming books. I forget who wrote those, but those are also really good.
Okay.
Hmm.
Awesome. I'm going to write these all up in a blog for everybody.
Is there any movies out there?
Oh, yes. Movies, of course. For those people who don't like reading.
Kink actually has Kink U. They have an instructional site that I've done a couple of things on, that one of their smarter directors, Lex, I forget what her last name is, Lex does.
Mm-hmm.
She's really, really great. So
okay, awesome.
Watching anything that she's put out is very educational.
Now, real quick, besides plugging all this literature and movies, where can we find you?
I am at AidenStar.net, on Twitter at AidenStar.
And I am Ash Hollywood. Find me at ashgirl.com. Comment about this podcast. Give us your questions or concerns at that email on the website. And find me on Twitter at Ash Hollywood. I want to thank you again for coming and seeing me.
Thank you. Bye.